Good evening, brothers and sisters.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，晚上好。
睡着了，那个歌太柔和了，是吗？晚上好。OK. My sermon title tonight is How to Have a Silent Night.
今晚的讲道主题是如何有个平安夜。
It should have been a really short sermon.
这应该会是一段非常简短的讲道。
The slide before, thank you. Because it involves the slide before. Thank you. Because it involves just two simple steps.
因为只牵涉两个简单的步骤。
Step one, kick your snoring spouse out of the room and lock the door.
第一，将打鼾的配偶赶出卧室并锁上门。
Step two, proceed to enjoy your silent night.
第二，继续享受您的平安夜。
Okay, all jokes aside.
撇开玩笑。
Tonight, I invite you to explore the theme of finding peace in the turbulent, in the midst of life storms.
今晚当我们应对不眠之夜和动荡时代的挑战时，
as we navigate the challenges of sleepless nights and turbulent times.
我邀请你来探讨在生活的风暴中。
The reason for choosing this title lies in a shared experience that all of us may have through restless nights, a sentiment that was echoed recently when I was talking with a fellow pastor.
选择这个主题的原因在于最近与一位同工的谈话中，发现我们最近都经历了不安的夜晚。
He confided with me in the sleepless nights that is induced by concerns for his church and the broader uncertainties of the world.
他向我倾诉了由于对教会的担忧以及世界的动荡而导致他无法入眠。
So as we reflect on the challenges of 2023,
当我们反思2023年的挑战，
and as we anticipate the unknown 2024,
和展望2024年的未知时，
we yearn for peace and rest amidst this tumultuous waves that's going on.
我们渴望在惊涛骇浪中得到平静和休憩。
So tonight in this sanctuary of this candlelight service,
在烛光礼拜中，
let us find comfort and solace.
让我们找到安慰和慰藉。
That even when the worries of this world threaten to confine us, may our faith in Jesus Christ bring hope and peace.
即使当忧虑要限制我们时，愿我们因着对耶稣基督的信心而带给我们盼望和喜乐。
Leading us to discover the truth. To having a silent night.
引导我们如何度过平安的夜晚。
Let me read to you from Psalm 4, which is the passage for tonight. Psalm 4, verse 1. Answer me when I call to you, God of my righteousness. Give me relief from my distress. Have mercy on me and hear my prayer. How long will you people turn my glories into shame? How long would you love delusions and seek false gods?Know that the Lord has set apart His faithful servant for Himself. The Lord hears when I call to Him. Tremble and do not sin. When you are in your beds, search your hearts and be silent.
第五节，当献上公义的祭，又当依靠耶和华。有许多人说，谁能指示我们什么好处？耶和华，求你扬起脸来，光照我们。你使我心里快乐，胜过那丰收五谷新酒的人。我必安然躺下睡觉，因为独有你，耶和华，使我安然居住。
Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, Lord, we pray for your Holy Spirit to be with us. Because your Holy Spirit that enlightens us is your Holy Spirit that allows us to draw near to you, replacing our hearts of stone with hearts of flesh.Let your Holy Spirit move us. Let us hear your word. Let your word be a seed that is planted on a good soil in us. Let it bear fruits in our lives so that we may live a flourishing life. All this we ask in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Now our guiding text for tonight is Psalm 4.
今晚我们的指导文是诗篇第四篇。
It's written by a man of faith, King David himself.
有信心的人大卫王所写。
It's chosen for this Christmas Eve, is because this psalm resonates with us, this longing for peaceful nights.
这诗篇是为今年的圣诞夜所选的，它与我们对平安夜的渴望产生共鸣。
David, he too faced sleepless nights.
大卫也面临着不眠之夜。
Haunted by all his enemies, the troubles that arises from them.
被敌人所困扰。
Some of these enemies include people from his own family, his father-in-law, King Saul, his most promising son, Absalom.
其中包括他自己的家人，他的岳父扫罗王和他最有前途的儿子亚沙龙。
So I want you to really put yourself in his shoes. Imagine the heartache that he must have felt, the frustration that torments him.
是想想他的心痛和他的沮丧。
Yet this is the very same David that declares,In peace, I will lie down and sleep, for you alone make me dwell in safety.
然而大卫宣称我必安然躺下睡觉，因为独有你耶和华使我安然居住。
Tonight we delve into David's bedtime prayer, Psalm 4.
当我们深入研究大卫的睡前祷告，
I believe we will find a very profound assurance.And this assurance can be found in the way he chooses to counsel his enemies.
我们发现他对敌人的劝告中蕴藏着深刻的确信。
So this is a prayer not just for himself, he's counseling his enemies, saying that these are the ones who have sought prosperity, good that is outside of God's guidance.
他也为他的敌人，就是在上帝的指导之外寻求繁荣的人祷告。
He says, this is their biggest problem. Why are you finding good outside of God?
他们最大的问题就在这里，在上帝的指导之外寻求繁荣。
And when humanity does not seek goodness that is based on God's words, but in their own ways and means, this is when the world starts to turn towards chaos and void.
当人不根据神的话去求善，而是用自己的方法去求善时，世界就会走向混乱和空虚。
So David implored them, please return to God.
大卫恳求他们回归上帝。
David implored them, cautioning them against the pursuit of false securities.
并告诫他们不要追求虚假的安全感。
His words echo an age-old struggle that humanity faces, just like when men and women were in the Garden of Eden.
他的话呼应了古老的斗争，人类就像在伊甸园里一样。
Men do not seek the goodness of God, but yet we covet what we ourselves see as good.
并不珍惜上帝的良善，而是贪图我们所认为的良善。
We reject God and chase after false securities, things like fame, power, earthly treasures.
我们拒绝上帝，并追随虚假的宝藏，例如名誉、权力和财宝。
The original word for here, which is a false, let me see, is it not there? Okay, the original word for false gods, it literally means emptiness.
假神这个词的原意是空虚。
And I think it's a very good reminder from Ecclesiastes that tells us don't chase after emptiness.
传道书提醒我们很多不要追随这些空虚。
Because it is like chasing after the wind.
就像追风一样。
In the end, we end up with emptiness, even if we think we gain the world. But so what if we lose our very lives?
最终却是空虚的，因为即使我们得到了全世界，失去了生命又如何？
So David tell them, return to God.
回到上帝那边，大卫恳求道。
I think you are moving too fast. Wait, can I have one slide before? Thank you. Yeah. So David urged them, say, it's the slide after. Thank you. Okay. And David beseeched them, please return to God.
回到上帝那边，大卫恳求道。
Tremble, but do not sin.
应当畏惧，不可犯罪。
And when you're on your beds, search your hearts and be silent.
在床上的时候，要心里思想，并要肃静。
Offer the sacrifices of the righteous and trust in the Lord.
当献上公义的祭，又当依靠耶和华。
These lightly devotions before the one true God is.That God is what David is advocating to his enemies.
大卫向他的敌人所提倡的这些每晚在真神面前的灵修。
I hope this nightly devotions is also what will guide us to lay bare our emotions before God.
也将引导我们在神面前吐露我们的情感。
Because when we do so, we will see that we are totally transparent before God.
当我们这样做时，我们就会发现我们在神面前是完全透明的。
When you truly bring yourselves before God, you realize that there's nothing that you can hide from Him.
我们没有什么可以向他隐瞒的。
Whether it's our shameful and selfish desires,
我们的可耻和自私的欲望。
Whether it's our faults or transgressions,
我们的过错和过犯。
Whether it's our pain and sorrow,
我们的痛苦和悲伤。
Whether it's our helplessness or weaknesses,
我们的无助和软弱。
And when we truly bring ourselves transparent before God, this is when we have this divine human encounter.
在这里我们发现神与人的相遇。
And when this divine and human encounter happens, I hope there will be two crucial realizations that will unfold.
在这个相遇时，我希望我们会有得到两个重要的领悟。
The first realization is that we will recognize our complete dependence on God's grace.
第一个领悟，我们会领悟到我们完全依赖上帝的恩典。
David acknowledges his own righteousness. Yes, he is righteous.
大卫承认了自己的义。
But he still pleads. He says to God, "Have mercy on me and hear my prayer."
但仍然恳求上帝说，求你怜恤我，听我的祷告。
Our righteousness means nothing except for the pure mercy of God.
如果没有神的怜悯，我们的义就毫无意义。
Maybe some of us feel, you know, 心安理得, which I translate as peace in your heart from feeling justified.
也许我们当中有一些人会感到心安理得，就是因为觉得自己做得合理而有内心的平安。
I have enough 心安理得。
我已经对我来说，我已经心安理得，已经做足够了。
But be honest before God, brothers and sisters.
但实际上。
Be honest and say, how much of this is really just self-justification?
其中有多少真的只是自我辩护呢？
If you are truly honest with yourself,
如果你真的是诚实的来到上帝面前，
just like how David was honest before God,
就像大卫就是坦然无惧的来到神面前。
Every time when he did his nightly prayers before God,
在他向神的祷告中每晚。
If you truly seek the real 心安理得，
如果你寻求真正的心安理得，
then you realize that your justification cannot be derived from your self-righteousness.
你就知道称义不能来自自以为义。
The real justification must come from God, divine justification.
必须来自上帝神圣的称义。
The second realization that you will have is that since we can only be justified by God's grace,
第二个领悟，当我们知道我们只有靠神的恩典才真正称义时，
then what, since it is by God's grace what you have freely received, you must also freely give.
既然我们自由的来接受，我们也可以，既然我们白白的接受，我们也可以给予别人。
This means that we learn to seek not just our own good, but also the good of others.
这意味着我们不仅要学寻求自己的利益，也要寻求他人的利益。
The grace of God should not be for just our own good, but also the good of others, even our enemies.
神的恩典不仅应该是为了我们的利益，也应该是为了我们敌人的利益。
Think about this. This is how David interceded to God every night.
当大卫每天晚上向上帝呼求时，
He says, "Let the light of your face shine on me." Did he say that? No. He says what? He says, "Shine on us, all of us."
他祷告，求你的光，求你光照我们。
He wished for God's mercy not only for himself, but he's for his enemies alike.
他希望上帝的怜悯，临到自己和他的敌人上。
I believe this second realization is in accordance with Paul's interpretation of verse 4 as well.
这第二个领悟符合使徒保罗对以弗所书第四。
No, 是这个诗篇的第四节。
这个诗篇的第四节呼应。
So when Paul was translating this Psalm 4 verse 4, he translated in this way in Ephesians. He says, in your anger, do not sin.
以弗所是书第四章二十六节，即使生气也不要犯罪。
So one is trembling, but yet here is in anger. So you can imagine sometimes when you think about the people who have wronged us.
可想而知，有时一想到那些冤枉我们的人。
Or sometimes when we think about truly wicked people.
当我们想到真正的很恶毒的人。
Maybe you are thinking about the conflicts that you have experienced in maybe in your workplace or in,people who have done bad things to you.
可能是想到你在工作职场上所遇到的就是很恶毒的人。
Maybe you are thinking about all the wicked things that are happening all over the world in the conflicts, in the wars.
还是就是世界的领袖做出一些就是伤害别人的事。
The stirred emotions can be so much that your bodies can tremble in rage.
想到这些，我们的情绪可能会激动到浑身发抖。
But here it says, instead of plotting and scheming our revenge.
但这里说，我们不应该密谋报复。
It says here, we should put ourselves before God.
而应该来到上帝面前。
That in these moments of divine human encounter.
在神与人相遇的这些时刻
Number one, we recognize that it's all God's grace.
第一，我们承认是上帝的恩典。
And second, we seek the same grace for others as well.
并为他人寻求那同样的恩典。
In this way, when people sin against us, we do not sin in return.
这样，当人们得罪我们时，我们就不会因报复而犯罪。
Instead, we seek forgiveness and reconciliation for all.
相反，我们寻求宽恕和和解。
So that all sin, whether it's our own sin or the sin of others or the sin of this world, they can all be resolved by the grace of God.
以便所有的罪恶，世界上的罪恶，都可以通过上帝的恩典得到解决。
So if Psalm 4 is this nightly prayer that David always prayed, no wonder the scriptures describe David as a man.Who is after God's heart.
难怪圣经将大卫描述为合神心意的人。
He did not have riches like Solomon.
他不像所罗门王那样拥有财富。
In a way, he has nothing. He doesn't even have unbloodied hands like ours.
甚至他不像我们许多人那样未曾杀害过别人。
He has nothing, but one thing he has. He is truly honest with God.
但他对神确实诚实。
He allows God to be God of his life.
他让神成为他生命中的神。
And this is how he deals with everything in all his affairs.
他就是这样处理他生活中的大小事。
Including his conflicts, including all his grievances.
包括他面对的矛盾和恩怨。
If you think about it, he has no less worries or concerns that, and or troubles than any of us.
他的忧虑并不比我们任何人少。
But he learns to humbly submit them to God.
但他学会了谦卑地将这些忧虑带到上帝面前。
He learns what it means to live by faith.
并凭信心生活。
And in the process of all these nightly devotions,
在这些每晚灵修的过程中
through habitual acknowledgement of God's grace,
通过习惯性的承认上帝的恩典
repeatedly seeking the good for others,
并反复寻求他人的好处
he learns to trust.
他学会了信靠。
He learns how to be contented.
他学会了知足。
Brothers and sisters, are you also a man who is after God's heart?
弟兄姐妹们，你也是合神心意的人吗？
Do you also have not self-justified 心安理得 but truly divine justified?心安理得，
你是否也有不是自以为是的心安理得，而是神真神所定义的心安理得
？Do you have a silent night？
你有没有度过平安的夜晚
？Allow me to share a story of someone who has found the secret of how to have a silent night。
请让我分享一个故事，讲述的是一个人找到了如何度过平安夜的秘密。
When we think about silent night。I think our first thought will surely link to this coming Christmas carol, Silent Night.
当我们想到平安夜时，第一个想法肯定是想到圣诞诗歌平安夜。
And this story, the story behind this hymn is written by this Catholic father called Joseph Moore.
这首诗歌是由约瑟夫莫尔神父所写的。
And he's the one who wrote the hymn Silent Night.
他创作了赞美诗平安夜。
And Joseph Moore was born in the precursors of the wars of Napoleon.
出生于拿破仑战争前。
Imagine while he was growing up, there was more than 20 years of non-stop conflict and violence.
他是在二十多年不间断的冲突和暴力中成长的。
As he was growing up, Napoleon was fighting everywhere throughout Europe.
拿破仑的那个战争正在进行。
After all the wars of Napoleon, imagine one night on Christmas Eve.
一个圣诞节前夕的晚上。
He was going to a church to minister over there.
他正在一个教会到一个教会里去服侍。
He hoped to bring some music to the church that he was ministering to because but unfortunately the church has just also went through was recently destroyed by a recent river flood.
他希望给他所服侍的教会带来一些音乐，可是他这座教会刚刚被洪水摧毁。
Most likely, might have also this. People say in legend might have also destroyed the church organ as well.
甚至连教会的那个管风琴也可能被毁坏了。
Thankfully, he had some lyrics that he had written based on his reflection of Christmas.
他写了一些歌词来回忆圣诞节。
And the tune had to be kept intentionally really simple.Because he has no musical instrument, just a guitar.
曲调必须刻意地保持简单，只用吉他来伴奏。
Yet despite experiencing all the recent troubles, imagine how he's growing up, what he has experienced throughout his years.
尽管他经历了不少痛苦的遭遇。
I hope we can reappreciate this hymn based on how Moore has captured the essence of heavenly peace in the midst of earthly turmoil.
我希望你能看到莫尔如何在动荡中捕捉到和平安和的本质。
And as we listen to this song again being presented to us, imagine yourself just like how Moore would have experienced the turmoils of his life.
当我们回顾听这首歌时，让我们回顾2023年所经历的各种灾难。
And in the same way, we let us be reminded of the faith that has guided Moore to write these words.
愿我们牢记指导莫尔去写这首诗歌的信念。
Because this is the same faith that also guides us today.
因为这也是我们共同的信念。
Let us hear the words once again.
让我们用心的去聆听这首诗歌。
If I were to tell you that the person who wrote this lyrics is a person who has just gone through bombings and all kinds of horrible things in this world, maybe you would not believe.
如果和你分享写这首诗歌的人经历过很战争，很多不平的遭遇，你可能不会相信。
But this is the truth. This is what faith means.
但这确实就是信心的意思。
As Moore wrote these lyrics, he had just witnessed the fall of Napoleon.
当莫尔写下这首诗歌时，他刚目睹了试图征服欧洲却徒劳的拿破仑的陨落。
Napoleon tried to do all kinds of things to conquer the world, but yet he has failed.
拿破仑试图征服世界，却最后失败了。
The pride of man to seek his own good only brought tragedy upon others, including himself.
人类追求自身自利的骄傲，只会给他人带来悲剧，包括他自己。
Peace can never be found.If it's sought based on the destruction of others.
如果以毁灭他人为基础来寻求和平，就永远不可能找到和平。
Today, war rages on in Europe, in Middle East, and as I was looking at this map, I realized, hey, there's many, many wars that we might have forgotten.
如今欧洲和中东，不仅这些地方，甚至世界的各地，战事如火如荼。
All sides of conflict claim, oh, I need to do this, I need to do this. Maybe they say, I need to do this for national security.
各方都声称要以国家的安全治安而进行战斗。
But we know that all that is accomplished is just sleepless nights of many innocent victims for all for their ambition.
然而他们的野心所取得的却是无辜受害者的不眠之夜。
In the lyrics of Silent Night,
在平安夜的歌词中
I think we can sense the peace that Moore has found.
我们能感受到莫尔所找到的平安。
It is peace from the declaration that only Jesus is the Lord and Savior. There is no other.
宣告耶稣是救主，除他以外别无拯救，这就是平安。
It is peace that God has come.Amidst humanity,
上帝降临在人间中，这就是平安。
Because it is only by divine grace that all the sins of this world can be resolved once and for all.
因为只有透过神圣的恩典，这个世界上所有的罪孽才能一劳永逸的得到解决。
First, in this sermon, I spoke about how David was able to have a silent night.
刚才我谈到大卫如何能度过一个平安的夜晚。
Then I talk about Moore's reflection of Silent Night through his hymn.
然后我分享了莫尔通过他的赞美诗平安夜对平安夜的反思。
If you were to ask me to compare David's Silent Night and Moore's Silent Night, I would say that Moore's Silent Night's conviction is surely stronger than David.
如果你问我，我会说莫尔的信念肯定比大卫的信念对于平安夜更坚定。
Because just like us, Moore knows Jesus Christ.
因为就像我们一样，莫尔认识耶稣基督。
When David was praying his nightly prayers, he does not have a full answer to his prayers.
大卫的祷告并没有得到完全的回应。
We can say that he had his silent nights by faith.
我们可以说他凭着信心度过了平安夜。
But Moore's reflection and our prayers.They have been answered in Jesus Christ.
但莫尔的反思和我们的祷告在耶稣基督里得到了回应。
Our silent nights come with the full assurance of fulfillment because we know Jesus Christ has come.
因为耶稣基督已经来临，降临，我们的平安夜就因为他有了保证。
He is Emmanuel, the confirmation of God with us.
他是以马内利，是神与我们同在的证实。
Christmas is when angels declared in Luke chapter 2, glory to God in the highest heaven and on earth, peace to those on whom his favor rests.
圣诞是天使们在路加福音二章十四节中宣告的日子，在至高之处荣耀归于神，在地上平安归于他所喜悦的人。
We know that is the truth because the Prince of Peace has come.
我们知道这是事实，因为和平之君 已经来临。
He has come to be our Lord and Savior.
他来成为我们的救主。
David was never a perfect king. We know that.
大卫从来都不是一个完美的国王。
But now we have the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
但现在我们有万王之王，万主之主。
He has come to bring justice to all mankind.
为全人带来公义。
In Psalm 4, David shared with his people, including his enemies, how to have a silent night.
在诗篇第四篇中，大卫与他的子民，包括他的敌人，分享了如何度过一个平安夜。
It is such a simple prayer to ask God.
是如此简单的祷告。
Fill my heart with joy.
你使我心里快乐。
In peace, I will lie down and sleep.
我必安然躺下睡觉。
Tonight, we celebrate the joy of the world.
今晚我们庆祝普世欢腾的那位。
We celebrate the true peace that the world can never give.
我们来纪念和庆祝世界永远无法给予我们真正的平安的那位。
But if you were to ask me why, why is Jesus sent to the world?
如果你问为什么耶稣被差遣到世界上
？Why was Jesus born?
耶稣为何诞生
？The answer is because God's grace. This is God's grace to our earnest prayers.Over the centuries, for silent night for everyone.
答案是因为上帝的恩典，让我们几个世纪以来热切的祷告，为所有人带来平安的夜晚的回应。
Let's reflect on ourselves then.
让我们自我反省。
What good do we really want?
我们到底要寻求什么好？
We have to ask this question because the world influences us to want many, many, many things.
我们必须问这个问题，因为世界影响我们，要我们使我们觉得我们想拥有很多东西。
But I believe at the end of the day, when we are tossing and turning on our beds,
但我相信，在一天结束的时候，尤其在我们在床上翻来覆去时
，I believe what we truly want is the divine joy and peace in our hearts.
我们渴望的就是内心神所给的喜乐和平安。
And brothers and sisters, Jesus is the answer to our prayers.
而耶稣就是我们祷告的回应。
Brothers and sisters, few of us have the power to change the course of history.
弟兄姐妹们，我们当中很少有人能有能力改变历史的进程。
But it doesn't mean that we cannot do something about our own lives.
但这不并不意味着我们不能为自己的生命做点什么。
As we approach the end of this year,
当我们临近年底时
I want you to ask yourself just as David asked in Psalm 4.
请像大卫在诗篇第四篇中那样自问。
What does seeking God's favor mean to you?
寻求神的恩典对你来说意味着什么？
Especially on this holy night of God's of Christ's birth.
特别是在基督诞生的这个晚上。
How can you seek God's favor in your this coming year?
来年你怎样能在生活中寻求上帝的恩典呢？
What resolutions and commitments will you make for this coming year to deepen your relationship with God?
你可以为来年做出哪些决心或承诺来加深与神的关系？
What commitments will you make to live a life of righteousness and integrity?
过公义和正直的生活。
What commitments will you make to seek God's guidance through all aspects of your life?
并在生活的各方面中寻求他的旨意。
Because a silent night means turning to God as our source of peace and rest.
因为平安夜意味着转向上帝，让上帝成为我们的平安的泉源。
Jesus is our solace in the midst of external pressures and personal worries.
在面临压力和忧虑中，耶稣是我们的安慰。
In a world that is marked by conflict and division, we are reminded not to sin.
在一个充满冲突和分裂的世界里，我们被提醒不要犯罪。
It is possible to address issues, express indignations, while avoiding harmful actions and or responses.
我们可以解决问题或表达我们的愤慨，但要避免有害的行为或反应。
We learn to trust in God's timing.
我们学会信靠神的安排。
We learn to trust His judgment for our righteousness.
以及他对我们的公义的判断。
In an age that is marked by materialism and consumerism, we should find joy and contentment in God's presence rather than in material wealth.
在物质主义和消费主义的时代里，我们应该在上帝的同在中得到平安，而不是在物质中找到快乐和满足。
In a Singapore society, I believe it's just sometimes it's for Singaporeans just endless complaints. Endless complaints.
新加坡人就很喜欢不断的去抱怨。
We stop blaming others.
我们不再责备他人。
Every night, as you recite Psalm 4, learn to reflect on our personal responsibilities and accountability in the face of adversity.
而是学会每晚反思个人在逆境中的责任和义务。
Every night we seek God's strength for personal growth and transformation.
并寻求上帝的力量来帮助我们成长和转变。
May God's love be upon us.
愿上帝的爱临到我们身上。
May God bring us a silent night every night.
让我们每晚都享有平安的夜晚。阿门。